Love Talk Radio.
After Dark, you got the commissioner. You know what we got? We got members on members on members. We're growing crazy right now, man. Members is pouring in. The word's getting out. We're doing something right. You're telling your friends they're joining. Make sure you keep spreading the word. I appreciate all the help. You know, I'm out here grinding all over trying to find people. Everyone tells a friend, man, we keep growing, man. We keep getting members on members, man. So, let's keep doing that. Fantasy Draft League is full. Teams have been chosen. Draft is Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, pretty much right after that second playoff game. So looking forward to that. I got Houston. I'm in a tough division with Freak to the Nasty, J.J. Mills, and Finesse Gigolo. It's going to be tough, but I know I can beat J.J. Mills. I know he's out there listening. Gigolo already knows I can beat him. Freak to the Dasty. Don't know much about him other than he's Balkino's cousin. But I'll probably end up last, to be honest. But I'm going to have a blast doing it. Guys, make sure you're picking your right team when you accept your league invite into the Fantasy League. We've had two issues where someone's taken the wrong team. So it just causes a little bit of a headache. But not a big deal to fix. But please try to get the right team. Also, still have 7 spots left in the Fargo 32. It's a 32-man single elimination, 4-minute quarters. It's only $5, man. It's cheaper than a value meal at McDonald's, man. So win $130, man. Shit. Let's go. Get in there. Let's get it going. Shop.oflnow.com to join. Also, just a brand-new league just opened up 3 hours ago. It's already filling up fast. It's a single-season non-draft. Typical OFL Now random gamer tag shuffle to determine your team. It's $17 to join. Winner takes home $300. So let's get that going. So that's what's going on right now. We do have some callers here. Let's start off here with the 601 area code. They've been on hold for a while. 601, you're now live on the air with OFL After Dark. You got the commish. Could you state your gamer tag for the listeners out there?
This your boy. Ready 10 in the building.
There he is. Now, Ready, you started off this morning with a workout training program, correct?
Yeah, man.
How was it?
Exhausting, bro. I do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to 10, get it in, get out, come back home, try to sometimes take a nap, sometimes don't take a nap, you know?
So you're telling me you're physically exhausted from waking up in the morning. I'm emotionally exhausted right now. I woke up to another dead fish. It's terrible. We have 3 dead fish and two dead frogs here in the official OFL fish tank. It's been quite painful, but just like you get through physical exhaustion. I'll get through the emotional pain, but I'm glad you're here to help me through, Reddy.
Oh, yeah, I got you, man. Oh, you got you called out Wee Witness, bro. I think he's
Yeah, fucker Wee Witness. He's putting a curse. Every time he posts that Shaq picture reading a book on Glit, a fish dies. So he put some kind of voodoo shit curse in that, and it's working. I'll give him credit. It is working. I don't know if you heard, but like the song said, racks on racks on racks, we're getting members on members on members, man. Just new members popping in throughout the Fantasy Draft League. Already a bunch of brand new members joining the brand new single season league. I don't even know if you know about that yet. It just came out maybe 3 hours ago. It's a $17 to join. Winner takes $300. Hopefully that should fill up fast. A lot of new members, so should be a good time.
Okay.
We're going to talk about field goal blocking here. Oh, go ahead, Reddy. Go ahead. Would you
have... they just started today?
Yeah, just about 3 hours ago. We haven't even started the advertising campaign yet. Just word of mouth, new members coming in, a lot of people asking to get in a league, and that fantasy filled up so quick. So just went ahead and did this non-draft real quick.
Okay. I might be interested in that, you know.
That's cool. Next, I think it's going to be a good league. Going to have a lot of talented players in there. So, but yeah, we're getting some questions off of Glip tonight, and we're also going to talk about field goal blocking. And I know you've been associated with field goal blocking, so I think you'll be perfect to answer that. One question. This is coming in from Believe in Monsters. Is there any truth to the rumor that the commish is joining Team Volcano soon? You're starting that motherfucking rumor, Believe in Monsters, because as the commish, I got to stay neutral. Now, I have a lot of respect for Team Volcano. I've seen the results. I know it works. If you're out there looking for a personal trainer or personal coach, whatever you want to refer to them as, and get your Madden game to that next level, I'll stand behind them. I know it works. But no, I will not be joining Team Volcano. Now, I have in the past hooked up with his sister. So in that aspect, I have joined Team Volcano. But I will not be joining Team Volcano on Madden. Question number two coming from Believe in Monsters. What's your draft strategy heading into Sunday's event? Offensive line. I can always go offensive line because I'm going to pound. If I get my first pick, I'm taking the running back out of Pittsburgh. What's his name, Reddy? What's the young running back?
Out of
Pittsburgh? Yeah. The Steelers running back. The Steelers running back. LaDavian Bell. Isn't that his name?
Oh, Le'Veon Bell, yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take him with my first-round pick. And then after that, my strategy will be all offensive line. Like I said, I got a tough division with Finesse Gigolo, J.J. Mills, and Balkino's cousin, Freak to the Nasty. So, I don't know. I'll probably end up last, but we'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun. Reddy, did you get a chance to see who's in your division?
Actually, I haven't even checked yet, man.
Let me pull it up here real quick for you. So you got the Oakland Raiders, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So then you're going to be in there with San Diego. That's Chillin' 941. He's a high-quality player.
Okay.
Who else is in Kansas City? That's a new guy, Stuntman 46. Don't know much about him. And then you have Denver also in there, correct? So
yeah.
That's another new guy, Obama's mentor. So I don't know much about.
Okay. I'm excited, man. I'm trying to see what the new players bring to the table, you know. Hopefully they just keep up the reputation of the OFL. Great competition, you know, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you, and I'm very confident that this fantasy draft league is going to be extremely extremely consistent with previous OFL now leagues in terms of Madden skills and in terms of just competition. This league actually might be of the highest quality, to be honest. A lot of talk out there from people that OFL now is the highest quality competition leagues running on Xbox One Madden 15 right now. I don't really like to speak on that because I have no evidence if that's true or not. All I know is all 70-plus members we have in here are high-quality Madden players from top to bottom. So that's all I say. I don't know how you feel about that, Reddy.
Yeah, I think we are, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's a legit statement that can be made.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue it, but I'm not the type that's going to go out there and say it. We have a call coming in from 321. I think that's Cocoa Beach's finest. Matternaw 321, is that you?
You guess right, my brother.
Nice to hear you. Hey, by the way, for everyone out there, I just finished a game against Matternaw. He got me pretty good. It was a good game for a while, though. I think three quarters I hung in there pretty tough with one of the league's best players. But you had brought a topic up on Glip that you wanted to talk about blocking field goals, which you did block my extra point early in the game, which is legal. Yeah, legitly, which is legal in league play, but is banned in tournaments, as Reddy found out. So go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, man, I feel like when you first initiated the rule, I think it was definitely the right decision because, you know, they had a little glitch where you, I'm not going into details about it, but you can, it's almost guaranteed to block a field goal. So that was the right move. But now you see with the new update they did in the Madden where it doesn't work. Now it's based on timing, and timing can always be thrown off. So I think it should be brought back due to it's not a glitch anymore.
Right. Now,
and blocking
speak about the timing aspect of it.
What was that?
Yeah, well, put yourself in the commissioner, in my shoes, or the commissioner's shoes. How do I validate? Because I'm listening to you, and I agree with the whole timing thing should be legit. But the problem is, what if there is a little glitch that we don't know about that somebody knows about? How do I dictate that is not allowed, but the timing is allowed? And you know, that's where gets a little bit. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but it becomes an issue of legalizing blocked field goals, basically. You see what I mean?
It all falls back to, you know, the other blocked field goal glitch. You know, that was all through YouTube and all these channels, people showing people how to do it. So, you know, you can pretty much tell if it's going to be a glitch because everybody's going to start doing it.
Right. That's true. First couple ones they might get away with, but yeah. Reddy, how do you feel? I actually know how you feel, but tell the listeners how you feel.
I feel like it should be allowed, you know? It's part of the game. I mean, it's not a glitch anymore, so I just feel like it should be allowed, man, you know?
So, like, for instance,
right.
Ray, you know, when we were playing today, I blocked you scored, right, and I blocked your field goal, and then instead of it being 7-0, it was 6-0, and when I scored, it ended up being 7-6. Then from there, that just changes how the game's played out.
No, and I agree. And I'm actually a fan of being allowed to block field goals. It's the people that learn a glitch or abuse the AI to get that advantage and manipulate the game that is why it's banned. There's a reason why the big Madden tournaments, like the one getting ready to go on in Vegas and all the other ones out there, field goals are banned. I mean, there's a reason why it's been like that for years in the Madden community. But you know how I am. I'm pretty limited when it comes to rule. Like, I'm with you, man. If we can, and I'll put a vote out there on the forum and see what the community thinks, and we'll just roll with that. So, hey, another thing that's been a popular subject recently is these custom playbooks. How do you feel about that? A lot of people are saying custom playbooks should be banned. It eliminates a lot of the constant hurry-up offense. It eliminates a little bit of what you know, a lot of the community calls cheese or whatever.
That's basically like the same situation as a Sim-style football league. That's enforcing rules that hasn't been there. Like, nowhere in Madden says you can't make playbooks. And basically, you're the coach, and the coaches design their playbook how they want it designed, and that's what the Madden user should be able to do.
And I'm 100% in agreement with you, but there is a movement out there in the community for no custom books, and you'll see it a lot in tournaments too out there. But I'm with you. I feel like you're watering down the Madden player and you're making it easier on yourself, because if you build your playbook, it's gonna be harder for me as a defense. But at the same time, it makes me a better defensive minded player. You know what I mean? So when I go out on a head to head or I go to a tournament, I know how to stop more stuff. Right.
All right.
That's how I feel. How do you feel about custom playbooks, Reddy? Have you ever built one?
Yeah, I mean, people like plays and other people playbooks. I mean, you know, so everybody want to have their own style of play, and I feel like it should be allowed.
Did you build a playbook, or do you use like a playbook Balkino built for you?
I built one.
Oh, you actually built one?
Yeah. So me and, you know what I'm saying, me and Balkano, he sent me some things, and I just add, when I see things, I just add to it. And what I don't use, I take out.
Whose offense in the OFL have you played that you really like, or you might take a couple more plays from than normal?
In the OFL? Nobody really. Haven't really taken any plays out of here.
You just be getting them on head to heads and stuff?
Yeah. I play head to head. I'm like, oh, what's that? Oh, why you do that?
Mm-hmm.
How did that work, you know?
Now, how has your offense evolved from the beginning, like in September and Madden, till now?
Yeah, man. I run a completely different offense. Add like maybe like three more schemes to that, and just kind of adjusting things, putting things in place right now.
Uh huh.
I'm coming along with it, man.
Nice. Same question to you, Madden. How has your offense evolved from, you know, when Madden 15 first came out?
It's pretty much my scheme has only changed once throughout the whole Madden game. Like, I've always made custom playbooks since you've been allowed to, and I tweaked up a few things. Like, I just developed the triple option, and maybe Madden, the game right before Madden 25, that's when I really started messing with the option gameplay, but I've always had a custom playbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan of it. Mine's basically, it's Chip Kelly's offense. That's what I start with, and then I just add pretty much every trick play I can find, and then I mix a lot of Bill Belichick's Patriots curls and stuff like that in there. So that's what I'm all about. Now, Reddy, what are you looking for in the fantasy draft? Like, what are you going to build your team around?
My defense mainly, man, because, I mean, anybody can, you know what I'm saying, put together offense. You really don't need these top-notch running backs, top-notch receivers, top-notch quarterbacks to play an offense. I mean, you just control the game. You know what I'm saying? You control the game with defense. So defense win championships, man. Offense sell tickets. Who cares about tickets if you're not winning, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's the motto I live by.
Now, Madden, you didn't get in this fantasy draft league. Could we expect to see you in maybe another one sometime down the line?
In a draft league? I mean, in a fantasy draft league? That's a good possibility. And I'm going to see how this one turns out with you guys, and based upon that, and see how it goes from there.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Hey, so what are your picks this week for the NFL playoffs?
I like I think Seattle's got their swagger back, so I like Seattle to take it all, but my prediction is going to be Seattle versus Seattle versus the Patriots.
And so Seattle beat the Patriots?
Seattle versus the Colts, I meant, actually. The Colts. That's what I think it's going to be. I think the Colts are going to pull the big upset.
Really? I kind of have that feeling, too, but I'm going to go safe. I'm going to stick New England, Green Bay. I'm going to take Green Bay. And, Reddy, what are your picks, man?
I'm taking Seattle over Green Bay, and I'm taking Colts. Taking the Colts, man. The Colts, they found something's working for them. I'm with them 100%, man.
Mhm. Yeah, I agree with you a little bit there. They look hot right now. Hey, let's go over these new top 20 rankings that came out the other night. I don't know if you got a chance to see them. And let me know where you agree and disagree, Matt or no, and Reddy. Nuke Dragon 2, ranked 20th. You think that's too high or too low?
I don't know much about Nuke Dragon, so I can't really speak on that, you know? I haven't heard much about him.
Matt or no?
As of both groups combined, 20, I think you give him a little leeway, but he's in the 20s, I would consider.
Okay. Number 19, I, Mr. DTI, too high or too low?
I think he's definitely too high, in my opinion.
Okay.
What's his name?
I, Mr. DTI. He's in group
two. I don't even know who that is.
All right.
Too high.
Well, I guess you're saying too high, I guess.
Too high.
Gonna. 18, Fat Magic 420, too high or too low?
I would say too low, actually, for him, man. I feel like he's a pretty good player, man.
Mm-hmm. Matt or no? Too high or too low?
Too low.
I would lower him a little bit. I'd put him at least the top 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's a nice player, too. Number 17, crazy-ass white boy, too high or too low?
I played him actually yesterday. He could be a little bit. I'm gonna have to hear the rest of them first. I had to come back to that one. I had to hear the rest of the ring to actually come in on that.
All right, Matt or no?
Well, he's only in group one, and you know I think it's a big difference between the two groups. So if he was in both groups, I can determine it because you got different play style.
He is in group two. He's in both groups.
I probably have to look at his record and see how it goes along in group two compared to group one. But as a group one, he's a definitely top 10 player in group one. So I think 17 would be right for him.
All right. Number 16, well, it's the one and only Cocoa Beach's finest, Matt or no. So we know you're going to say higher. But, Reddy, how do you feel about Matt or no at 16?
I agree. He should be higher than that, man. I agree with that.
All right. Now, 15, we got Finesse Gigolo. Is that too high or too low?
Well, he's up and down player, you know?
Uh-huh. Been real
he
up
had
and
a
down
game
lately.
Here. Yeah, in a bad game here, so he's a tweener.
Matt or no?
I kind of agree with you guys. He has the potential to be a top 10 player, but, you know, he gets discouraged and he lets people get to his head and he loses focus kind of easy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number 14, bad to Chad Jackson. Too high or too low, Matt or no?
Now you give him just a little too much credit. I disagree with that one.
All right. So you think he's too high? And how about you, Ready 10?
Bad to Chad Jackson, I feel like he's slow, man. Like he gave me a great game.
we're split on that one. So we're split on that. Matternall says too high and you say too low. All right. Number 13, Laser Eyes 007. Matternall, is he too high or too low?
I gotta go with too high again.
All right. Ready 10 is Laser Eye 07. Couldn't hear
you. Hot, man.
Too high. It's the Laser Eyes 007 is too high. Not getting a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Keep winning, Laser. Keep winning. They'll notice. Number 12, XTDX Slayer. Too high or too low? Ready?
XTDX. Oh, he's definitely too low, yo. He's a top, in my opinion, he's a top 10 player, man.
All right. And Materno, how do you feel about him?
I definitely agree with him, top 10 player, but he's, believe it or not, I kind of think him and Sinest is kind of like, you know, he get, you know, mad and screws you over and he lets that down him and loses focus. But he's a top 10 player, in my opinion.
All right. Number 11, Double J125. Materno, too high or too low?
You know, that's my boy Double J, and he's definitely a complete player on both aspects, offense, defense. He can make a trash team become a team. So I definitely think he should be in top 10.
All right. What about you? Ready?
Yeah, top 10. Double J's a great player, man.
All right. Number 10, here is a top 10. Chillin' 941. How you feel about that, Materno?
Top 10, I respect his game and all that, but I think he gave him just a little bit too much.
All right, fair enough. Ready 10, how do you feel about Chillin' 941?
Yeah, he's too high, man. I think he should be lower.
All right, fair enough. Number 9, Believe in Monsters from Team Balkino. Ready, is he too high or too low?
I don't know much about that guy, so I'm going to stay neutral on that. I see he needs a lot of people and everything, but I'm going to stay neutral. I'm not sure.
All right, ready to neutral. Materno?
I really don't want to base my game against him because I don't want to base that game because that was a while back. So I'm going to stay neutral.
All right, neutral and Monsters. So we'll see how he continues to play. Number 8, we got PWeezy32. Materno? Too high or too low?
I never played the guy, but I see he's been winning games. So I know 10 good players, so I would consider him a top 10 player.
All right, so he's too high then. Ready 10? Too high or too low on PWeezy32 at number 8?
The guy doesn't like me, so he needs to be lower. I never played before.
Yeah, it does sound like he might need some sportsmanship from what we're hearing, but I'm sure he'll be working on that. So PWeezy, people think, is ranked too high. Number 7, BroncosFan09. How do you feel about that, Materno?
He's in my division, and not top 10.
Okay, not too high there. How about you, Ready 10? BroncosFan09, too high or too low?
I'm playing him. Actually, I'm playing him right now while I'm talking to you guys. I think he's in a good spot. He's a pretty good player from what I see right now.
All right.
And everything. I like that he's trying to do something right now.
All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, PO510 main. Too high or too low? Matt?
That's a good call on PO. Is PO in group 2?
Nah, he's in group 1.
Because his defense is pretty good. His gameplay is pretty good as far as in group 1, but I think group 2 is a lot faster, and I don't know if he can hang in with that group 2 style.
Okay. So you're saying he's too high then?
Yeah.
Ready? Too high or too low?
I feel like he's too high as well, man.
All right, too high. All right, yeah. We got 30 seconds, so we're just going to name the top 5. You say too high or too – you say high or low. PB number 1, number 5.
Low.
Solid.
Number 4,
higher.
Black
higher.
Assassin 10.
Neutral.
All right. Number 3, Ready 10. You know he wants to be up. Materno, you think Ready 10 deserves 3?
I can give him top 5.
All right, too high then. Number 2, D Knox. Too high or too low? 10 seconds.
Way too high.
And number 1, Mad Dream.
Too high.
Everyone thinks too high. All right, thanks for calling. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.